Hey there.
Yeah, you saw the Super Bowl? Did you watch it? Didn't see 1 minute.
This is about what I saw, about 1 minute. You know, I have Amway meetings on Sunday.
Totally different Super Bowl for me. I took, you know, Mario's downtown on 6th Avenue. Fabulous store. Highbrow, Hugo Boss, Giorgio Armani.
Expensive.
Right? Second floor, they're having a woman's sale. Now, the second floor is all the highbrow lady stuff. So I make Gruntner take me down there in my wheelchair.
Welcome.
Hi.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
What time?
The thing started at noon. And there's no wheelchair access, and I can't get up those stairs in the crutches.
Why couldn't you use your crutches?
No way. Wow. The line out front, first off, it's too far from the parking garage to walk all downtown, and it's supposed to be unsafe if you got rammed, right? So anyway, he's got me in a thing. You have to go through the freight elevator in the back. The line out front was 200 and some long.
Yeah.
Went around the block. They opened those doors, and he'd never been to one of these things,
yeah.
nor had I there. These women came tearing up those stairs. And he tried to park my wheelchair behind big boxes of shoes. I was buried by shoes, smacked in the head, kicked, hit with hangers,
yeah.
Beat to crap. He finally panicked.
Oh, I thought maybe they knew you.
No.
Oh.
He panicked and just started pulling me out of there immediately, yeah. Just got crazy.
Oh, no. You never back away from it. You go into it. You head for the eye of it.
You could not get into it. And these women, they'd ram into my leg and they'd go, oh, bad place to be, huh?
Yeah.
God! I did get some shoes because...
How many did you buy? One?
Well, that's all I need. But they were $345. I got them for $80. That's a good buy. He couldn't take it anymore.
You can only wear one. Why'd you buy two? What's wrong with you?
Someday, John.
Well, by the time you're out of that thing, shoes will be out of fashion, right?
Maynard!
Well, I mean, you're going to be in there for a long time. For God's sake, Robin, you broke an ACL, an LCD, and an MFT.
No big deal there, okay. But it'll be fine.
Well, hey, there's the lovely news of the...
Super Bowl.
Of the ladies' sale.
But nobody was really downtown yesterday.
Well,
it was great.
No, yeah. And I got Super Bowl highlights here, so we have to rip. At 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, do I have to take this guy, Nate? I mean, is it critical? Okay. What do you want to know, pal? What is your question?
Hello, John.
Yeah.
Hey, are you in the business?
What do you need? You need some Amway?
Huh?
What do you need?
No, I was in for 15 years.
Yeah, what do you need?
What do I need? I love it, man.
Okay, all right. You want to place an order, I'm the guy. Yeah, that's right. I'm an Amway salesman. The guy calls immediately. Well, hell, I should be if they're going to call. Then we should pick up an Amway product and just sell it right on the air. Why not? They just call right in. Get your Amway. Super Bowl halftime. Ray Lewis, the MVP. Here's some Ray Lewis. A little audio clip. Ray Lewis says that he was called from on high to become the MVP.
Yeah.
That he is dealing with a higher power.
There's no feeling or emotion like this right now. To be where I was last year and to hear everybody say coming up into the Super Bowl, that it's going to affect me, that he wouldn't play well. But I had a higher power that said everything was going to be all right.
Please.
And that's why I'm here right now.
I know.
You know, why is
I know.
It? Come
Ray
on.
Ray Lewis was the one that pulled the higher power straw.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You pulled the higher power straw. Was that what was covering your ass when you were hanging out with two guys that stabbed somebody?
Is that what got you your pair of shoes, the higher power? Way did you ride in? I know. Don't you love it? It's only in pro sports, right?
What about the other guys? What about the other team?
No, they didn't have the higher power. It was only me, Ray Lewis.
And when Whitney Houston gets up to accept a Grammy Award and she doesn't know where she is or what she's
so
just saying, then it's God. Thank God.
Yeah.
And we have clue number 7 in the KO Country Hidden Hideaway Contest. I can either give it to you right now, which is perfectly A-OK with me, or we can go right to
testing,
it.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, yes,
1, 2, 3.
Here comes Richard.
Yes.
Here comes Richard.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Richard.
I wonder where the Watson KO Hidden Hideaway is. Does it have a restroom?
Restroom, yes.
Well, when you're through with it.
I'm just about getting ready to make some powerful party.
Of course.
Right about now.
Boy.
So how about a clue?
A clue will get you... That's what's going to take to move you, huh? Well, here is your first clue, then. A tisket.
A tisket.
Is your first clue. That could be worth $1,000.
Find the hidden hideaway. Win up to $1,000.
KO 11550. Color radio.
Also, there have been clues that would direct you exactly to the location should you put them together.
When you think you know the address, send a postcard to the hidden hideaway.
Oh, no.
Mail as many cards as you wish to the address you wish.
Well, you can, if you like. I don't care.
But you won't win that way.
Now, this contest starts tomorrow. There'll be a recap of clues every night at 9 p.m.
Well, that's not true either.
Mm. Stay tuned to KAYO. Find the hidden hideaway. Win up to $1,000.
That's true.
We know what we're going to do now. We don't have a movie review today from Carlo. We'll have one tomorrow. But, Carlo wanted to know about the football game and the halftime.
Well, I just got there 2 minutes before the festivities.
Well, let's cut right to halftime then. That's what we know what happened in the game. What'd you give us a halftime review? What do you think?
Well, part of it was good and some of it was just too wild.
What was too wild?
The musicians and the gyrating and stuff like that.
Who were the musicians? I missed the whole thing. Who were they?
I don't even know. I've never heard of them before.
Yeah, now what about Britney Spears, the young lady that was...
Oh, God, she was wiggling her butt all over the place.
Now, if you had a shot at a young gal like that, would you take it?
Hell yes.
there's America's cutest couple, Britney Spears and Carlo, arm in arm.
What do you think as an older man that you could teach a young girl like that?
Probably couldn't teach her nothing. She'd probably teach me something. Christ almighty.
Do you think that if you had a young girl like Brittany, that you'd have to teach her the art of patience with an older man?
Yeah, but I agree. You don't have to be patient. You just go.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, Carlo.
All right.
I think you just popped one right now, didn't you, Carlo?
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, guys. Bye.